Thank you, Ian. We have reached our last set of news items, and they are a real mix, as always. Do any of you remember Captain America's Burger Cafe in Exchange Street? It seems to have been there forever, but is now up for sale. There was a fight to save red phone boxes, and even UFOs get a mention, a sewage campaign, birds nesting, and much more. Captain America's was opened by Mike Howell in 1972. It was a novelty for Norwich at the time, and people queued through the streets to get inside. The restaurant in Exchange Street is still very popular with locals and visitors who enjoy the retro feel of the space. The agent said, "This is more than a restaurant, it's a distinct destination, a landmark and a slice of living history. Imagine the sizzle of burgers, the laughter of families and the clink of cocktails, all set against the backdrop of Norwich's bustling city centre. With its prime location, nostalgic charm, premium menu, extensive cocktail offerings and operational flexibility, Captain America's Burger Restaurants is perfectly positioned for continued success."
The red phone box was once a common feature across Britain, but in the age of smartphones, the familiar sight is slowly disappearing from the country's streets. However, a fight has been launched to save some of the last remaining red phone boxes in Norwich. Officials at City Hall are working with telephone giant BT to rescue the Grade 2 listed boxes on St Andrew Street after they were put on the Council's Register of Heritage Buildings at Risk. The phone boxes, which are the distinctive red K6 style boxes designed by Sir Giles Gilbert Scott, were put on the register after becoming derelict and the subject of mindless vandalism. Norwich City Council is working with the telecoms company to find a use for the phone boxes so they can be given a new use and taken off the register and saved from falling into further ruin.
Norwich has been named amongst the UK's UFO hotspots, new data has revealed. Data from three different platforms to report sightings across the last decade have been pooled to get a ranking. Norwich ranked second in the country for reported UFOs per 100,000 locals, with a score of 89.3. Reports have been made to the National UFO Reporting Centre, the Enigma Labs app, and the UFO Identified Group. Across the last decade, 128 sightings have been reported in Norwich across the three verified platforms. The gathering of the data was commissioned by casino.org. Six sightings had been made, three to the UFO Identifying Group, and a whopping 117 on the Enigma app. Norwich ranked above cities such as Manchester, Leeds and London, which came in third, ninth and 58th respectively. The only location to have had more sightings per 100,000 people was Llandudno in North Wales. A Freedom of Information request to Norfolk Constabulary by this newspaper found that only one UFO sighting had been reported to the police since 2009, which was in Great Yarmouth.
More than 18,000 unflushable items, mainly wipes, have been found in sewers across the east of England since August. The discovery was made by Anglin Water as part of its pipe protection programme. The company said it has prevented around 58% of expected sewer blockages in hotspot areas. The initiative comes at the start of the Unblocktober campaign, which aims to educate the public about the impact of putting certain items down the drain. The programme focuses on areas with high blockage rates, monitoring the sewer network to stop blockages before they result in spills or pollution. Anglian Water said 80% of sewer flooding and 67% of pollution incidents are caused by unflushable materials such as wipes, fats, oils and grease. Around 500,000 wipes are flushed into the East of England sewers each day, equating to 9,500 packets. These wipes, when combined with fats, oils and other unflushable items, create solid blockages, as they do not decompose like toilet paper. To tackle the issue, Anglian Water has used hedgehog devices in sewers to capture wipes and other unflushable materials.
A city bank has submitted plans to install a massive bird net on its roof to stop the feathery visitors from nesting on it. Agents for Barclays on Red Lion Street wrote in their plans that the work would also involve treatment for the clearance and disinfection of bird fouling on the rooftop area. They hope a non-piercing roof netting system, which would cover a total area of 360 square metres, would prevent birds from accessing the roof of the building.
City folk on a busy road were shocked after their street was brought to a standstill by a dramatic rescue by emergency service workers. People working in nearby businesses on Prince of Wales Road described the moments when fire crews were called to the bustling street to assist ambulance crews with an aerial ladder. One firefighter could be seen on the platform at the top of the ladder and was being lifted towards a building. James Dewar, who works at a garage on the street, said, "I kept getting customers calling in and saying they could not get through. I saw a big crane and ambulances. They were undoing scaffolding, I presume, to try and get the crane in."
Britain's poshest train is returning to Norfolk this winter to take passengers on a magical ride complete with a festive feast. The Northern Belle features 1930s Pullman-style carriages, which are named after British stately homes and castles. The luxury train takes passengers back to the golden age of rail travel and will return to Norwich Station on December the 12th. Ticket holders will indulge in a seven-course Christmas feast, paired with wines, as they travel through the British countryside. It is currently scheduled to depart from Norwich at 12:10 p.m. and return at 5:10 p.m. after a leisurely round trip. Passengers will also be collected from Ipswich Station as part of the journey. The ticket price includes a welcome champagne reception with canapés and caviar blinis, a bottle of wine per couple and a seven-course Christmas lunch, complete with a cheese board. Musicians will play festive tunes to get passengers in the Christmas spirit, while the onboard magician will have a few seasonal tricks up his sleeve. Tickets cost £395 and are available to book now.
Well, we've reached the end of this weekly edition. When you have finished with the recording, place the memory stick in the wallet, turn the address label in the wallet over and drop it in a postbox. We always like to hear from you, so you're always welcome to pop a message in the wallet too. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free. If you ask someone else to post it for you, don't forget to tell them. We do regularly receive wallets which have been paid for. We are conscious that the postal service is not as quick as it used to be, so the post may not arrive as early as you would like. So do not feel that you have to return the stick immediately, as we want you to have enough time to enjoy listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to all those who have produced it today, including those who deal with all our post, edit the news items and check what we send out to you. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. As Lorna said, we always like to hear from you, so please do feel free to call us on 01603 76 5365. That's 01603 76 5365. You will know that our office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. We can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, now all that remains is for Lorna and me to say we hope you've enjoyed listening and to say goodbye for this week. So don't forget that Chris Skinner of High Ash Farm follows on now. So keep listening.